This is our devotional commentary for Luke chapter 14. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. One Sabbath, when he went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" They remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" They could not reply to these things. Now he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." He also said to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." When one of those who reclined at table with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many, and at the time for the banquet he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.' Now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, 'If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to encounter another king in war, will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is of no use either for the soil or for the manure pile. It is thrown away. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. At the end of the previous chapter, Jesus reaffirmed his commitment to finish the mission he came to accomplish. Nobody, including Herod, could stop him. He is on his way to Jerusalem, where prophets go to die. With compassion for the lost sinners who will soon kill him, Jesus marches onward. Chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. But he is not moping or feeling sorry for himself. As chapter 14 opens, Luke tells us how Jesus continued caring for people and helping those in need. At a dinner party in the home of a Pharisee, he relieves one man's suffering, showing God's love in a way that was noticeably lacking in his critics. Verses 1 through 6. Seeing their pride, Jesus tells a parable about choosing lowly places rather than promoting self. If you follow his advice, you can never be humiliated, only exalted. Unless we have genuinely humbled ourselves before God, we will find no place at the eternal banquet of Jesus Christ. Verses 7 through 11. After telling people where to sit and where to not sit, Jesus goes on to tell them whom to invite and whom to not invite. When you're having a dinner party, don't invite friends and family or rich people. Better to invite those in need who will not be able to return the invitation. Obviously, Jesus is exaggerating to make a point. He enjoyed spending time with friends and family, and he ate with people of all social classes. But if we selflessly love others, we'll want to intentionally expand the guest list for our ministry and hospitality. Verses 12 through 14. By this point, Jesus had offended just about everybody. So one man tried to salvage the party by taking what Jesus had just said about the resurrection and making a spiritual comment that he thought everyone would agree with. Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. It was a true statement, but the man was making a potentially dangerous assumption. Not everyone who talks about heaven is going there. The only people who will sit down at God's table are those who respond to his invitation in faith. So don't miss out. Be sure to put away every excuse and come when called. Verses 15 through 24. Great crowds were following Jesus. It looked like many had decided to heed his call. But at the height of his popularity, Jesus wanted to make sure that everyone understood exactly what they were signing up for. It's not what a marketing expert would have advised, but Jesus tells the crowd they must hate their families, bear their crosses, and renounce their possessions if they want to follow him. Jesus wasn't looking for spectators. He was looking for disciples who would count the cost and go the distance with him. Verses 25 through 35. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.